Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Petty and the Heartbreakers bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Leslie Grossman is here. She's our good friend, longtime, almost 10-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of Link Out, How to Turn Your Network into a Chain of Lasting Connections. And ladies and gentlemen, she knows how to do this. She is a pro. She literally is a professional at this, at helping you connect with people and stay connected, especially in her role as a Vistage leader. Leslie, thanks again for being here. We're talking about leadership. We're talking about the CEO role. What should we expect of leaders? And in the previous segment, we were talking about the compensation that they made. And the point I was making was that I don't care how much a CEO makes, as long as they treat their people like they're human beings. And I think that's the problem we have with a lot of major corporate CEOs, is the people are just line items. And I think the culture, the investment culture these days, causes them to do that too. What do you think?
Yes, and that is true. But then we have to also look at small and mid-sized businesses, and which is, of course, who I work with primarily within the Vistage Group.
Right.
And one of the things we talk so much about is, what is the culture that we've created?
Mm-hmm.
You know, even as a small business, what are your values, and how do you communicate those values to your employees, and particularly your managers, so that they are managing their direct reports in a way that reflects your culture. What do you care about? What kind of lives do you want people to have, both in your company and when they leave? And do you let them leave without stress?
And do your words match your actions?
Yes.
See, this is a big thing, I think, Leslie. This is the kind of thing. You know how little your children can see right through when your words don't match your actions. Employees are like that.
They sure are.
And if you claim, or if you purport to be one way, but then when your character is being tested, you act another way, they see that immediately. And that affects the culture, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
And that's where leadership comes in, I think. And I think one of the big components of leadership is courage and authenticity. What do you think?
Definitely. You have to be courageous to do what it takes to run a company today. And courage, you have to be the courage to be the kind of leader that you would want if you had someone else leading you. And one of the things that's interesting, Jim, is that one of the things that makes people happy is understanding what the company's vision and goals are, so that they feel part of that and that they're contributing. Because people want to contribute. They don't want to just do a job. They want to know that in the end, what they're doing is making a difference somewhere. No matter what it is, whether you're selling furniture or you're providing a service, that you're making a difference, and that the CEO needs to be communicating what that difference is. And by the way, that comes up a lot with millennials, which is a whole other topic. How do you motivate millennials? You know, they want to be part of something bigger than themselves.
I think one of the issues in communication, and especially for small businesses, is our employees want transparency, but obviously, as a small business owner, everything that I know about my business, I'm not going to make everything available to my employees. But
Right. The
problem is, that doesn't mean that some things can't be made available. That at least enough for them to know, to know what they need to know, and to make them see that I am being transparent within the appropriate levels. And what I think happens, though, is a lot of small business CEOs just don't do any of that. They don't try to differentiate between What do I release and what do I not release?
That is absolutely true. And I think one of the places that it starts is that every leader of a company, every size, needs to have a vision of where they're taking their company. Where do they want it to go? From a size perspective, or maybe it's, you know, new markets, or where are you taking the company and sharing that with their employees?
Exactly. That's a big part of the transparency that you can do. In fact, you don't know you can do it. You need to do it to get them to help you with this.
Exactly. When they understand that, then they say, oh, that's our goal, yes. And then being able to know how they're doing toward that goal periodically, that makes a huge difference, because mm-hmm. then they have a purpose too.
Mm-hmm.
And they can feel part of the success of the company as it moves, or even if there's challenges, they want to be part of the solution.
Well, and this is also part of the delegation process, that you know, you not only are transparent with them, but you load their wagon with this stuff. You know, I tell my employees, I say, okay, this part right here of my company, this belongs to you. You own this. And I expect you to perform in this job, in this assignment, with this part of my business, as if you were the owner. And to the degree that you need me to help you, I work for you.
That's a great way to put it. And then they become your collaborator, or almost your partner in it.
My employees send me emails all the time. Hey, boss, you haven't given me this. I need this. Instead of me doing it the other way, right?
Right, exactly.
Hey, Leslie, I need your website, please.
Two websites, Vistage.com and LeslieGrossmanLeadership.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. Also, the book Link Out, that's her new one. I encourage you to check it out, too. Quick break, 10 till, right back with Leslie. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.